Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is the place for your fantasy football draft party. Choose the $30 deal with 30 traditional or 40 boneless wings. Or spring for the $60 deal and get even more. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary. Mastro Subaru is the one dealership in the Tampa Bay area and Orlando that's giving a discount on new and pre-owned vehicles to stick carriers. It's that simple. They've got a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Go buy Mastro Subaru, tell them you're a stick carrier, and you get special stick carrier pricing. Mastro Subaru with two locations, one in Tampa, right off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans, and the other's over in Orlando, serving stick carriers throughout Central Florida. Mastro Subaru and MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. Yeah. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it, or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face, and the answer's unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's do it. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
It's Bucks Uncensored. It's the middle of the week, and we got a home game on Friday. Our first home game of the 2018 season. Stick carries, let's go! Let's go! I know it's preseason, but isn't it special? Isn't it special going into that stadium for the first time in a season for a home game? I'm pumped. I'm excited. I invite y'all to listen. Football's about family and friends and escape from reality. You know, I invite you guys, everyone's invited to come tailgate with me if you want to. You know, I'm not one that you have to come tailgate. No, listen, you don't have to do anything. You do what you want to do. But whether you're tailgating with me or whether you're tailgating on your own, would love to just have everyone kind of meet together. That South End Zone Plaza. About 45 minutes before kickoff. Kickoff's at 8 o'clock, national TV. You know, we meet between 7 and 7:15 just to go into the stadium together. You want to be loud, you want to chant, you want to do all that, that's great. But just to kind of embrace each other, say hello. Maybe some people we haven't seen since last season. Some people we haven't seen since the training camp takeover. Some people we haven't seen since the draft party. But again, what unites us all is our team. Our team that represents this city, and our team that we want to win as badly as anyone else. This is the stick carrier movement of Bucks fans. We are Bucks fans. And while the world may be against us, We must rally around each other. Fans, players, coaches, front office. This isn't for a football game. This is for a city. We represent this city. A city I'm born and raised in and that I love with every piece of my heart. And I'm just so pumped up to see each and every one of you Friday night. Maybe talk a little bit about the game, but you know, let's not get over the top with festivities. And this isn't about who's the bigger fan. It's never been about that. It's never been about, look at me, look at me, look at me. It's about, look at us. Look at what we can do together as a fan base. Not as factions of a fan base, but as one fan base. And it continues to be my hope. It continues to be my goal. And it continues to be something that I will strive for, that Big Nasty will strive for, and that a lot of you are going to continue to strive for. It doesn't matter. I'm a bigger Bucks fan than you. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Who's measuring who's a bigger Bucks fan? Let those losers go somewhere else. It's not about you. It's not about me. And it's not about the fans. It's about us. It's about the fans and the players and the organization and everyone coming together. If there was ever something that was going to bring us together, it should be that the entire world is shitting on us. I'm going to be tailgating at a parking lot that I've parked at for years. You all are more than welcome to join. Friday night, I don't know what time I'll get down there, maybe around 5. It's in a grassy parking lot on the south side of Tampa Bay, right off of Tampa Bay, and the closest cross street is Glen. And there's a huge grass lot on the south side just, oh boy, directions, just east of Glen. On the south side of Tampa Bay. Huge grass lot. I'll be there. Inviting anyone to join us. I know Holly and I will be there. And I'll have a little cooler beer. And we'll get our drink on. Then go up to the stadium around 7 o'clock. Get to that South Plaza. South End Zone Plaza. Hang out. Wait for the other stick carriers and Bucks fans to show up. High five. Hug each other. Reminisce. Go in fired up. Fired up. I want to see my team, our team, in person for the first time. Special. Dress rehearsal, all this bullshit. No, I just want to see the team play in person. Be fun. Be a good time. Now, it wasn't a good time on Tuesday. Holy shit. I mean, it was echoing from practice, from the practice fields, through social media, across the Bay Area, into St. Pete, all the way to New Tampa where I was working. And I'm sure it spread like wildfire all across the nation. Here we go. The Bucks didn't just have one starter go down. They had two. And by the looks of it, it appeared as if it's pretty serious. And listen, it is so easy to jump to conclusions. And I'm so busy during the day. I don't really have time to just sit there and, you know, man social media and see what everyone's saying. But I'm sure there were some that could not wait to hit the panic button. You know, the evil ones. One thing I've learned, if I've learned anything, and listen, I'm as hyperbolic and will exaggerate as much as anyone. I'm over the top. I am eccentric. I know this. But at least one thing that I've learned over the course of my lifetime, and in particular my time in the media, where I got to spend a lot of time focused just on the team that I was covering, is that you don't have to be first to jump out with an opinion. Sometimes it's okay to be a little patient, because all I heard while working today and managing people and trying to figure out, you know, how we're going to hit numbers, what the path is like, where the budget is, and blah, 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 blah. All I heard was, did you hear Donovan Smith's out for the year? What? Oh, and Justin Evans carted off. You fucking kidding me? Son of a bitch. So then I take 2 seconds, because all I had, I like punched up Twitter, sure enough. Donovan Smith, serious injury. Justin Evans carted off. I'm like, what the absolute fuck is happening? 2 guys, 1 day. I mean, this can't happen. It can't happen. Not all on the same day. And the day went by. Nobody got any updates. The players weren't talking. The coach wasn't talking. Nobody wanted to give anything on the injuries. But you know what? Thank God for JoeBucksFan.com. The voice of reason. We'll start with Justin Evans. Carted off, right? This is why you go to JoeBucksFan.com. Because they're not just running with the fucking thing. Oh, well, I guess he's carted off, so that's what I'm just going to go with the rest of the day. No, they got to the nitty-gritty. This story, I'll read the story until I feel like I should cut it off. It's only a couple paragraphs. The Bucks are being very tight-lipped about injuries today suffered by Justin Evans, Donovan Smith. Preliminary information on Evans suggests his injury may not be as severe as it first appeared. What? The guy was carted off, right? Again, the Bucks are not releasing information. But Joe, of course, my guys at JoeBucksFan.com, did some digging and found out the report that Evans was carted into the building was sort of misleading. Of course it was. Yes, Evans was carted back to One Buck Palace early in practice, but it was sort of as a passenger in one of the many golf carts the Bucks use at practices. Evans walked off the field after his unknown injury, and as a courtesy, the Bucks training staff brought him back to the building in a golf cart. It was sizzling hot out there today. For a lot of fans, the phrase carted off conjures up an image of a guy being dragged off the field on a miniature flatbed truck because he is unable to get off the field under his own power, often reserved for serious injuries. That was not the case with Evans. Oh, Mike. You see what happens? I mean, you jump to conclude, carted off, he's carted off the field. If that's the case, when I stayed at the fucking Rosen Shingle Creek over in Orlando, which is this beautiful, magnificent resort, I don't even understand why people don't stay there. It's got like 5-star restaurant after 5-star restaurant and that shit. And you show up and you park, I do the self-parking. I'm going to pay $20 a fucking night to valet. I can walk. Or can I? You park in the self-parking, they've got golf carts to take you to the front door. It's a massive facility. They got a cart, y'all. So I got carted. I got carted off the parking lot. Holy shit, I'm out for the year. So fucking stupid. And wouldn't you know, later in the day, cooler heads prevail, and the report comes out. The Buccaneers are optimistic that Donovan Smith and Justin Evans will be ready to go Week 1 in New Orleans against the Saints. What the fuck range of emotions was that? Holy shit. Everyone went from hitting the panic button to fucking shooting out confetti everywhere. okay, let's not act like these two guys are the end-all be-all for whether this team is going to win or lose games this season. But boy, you'd never want to lose two starters in a day. And apparently it was maybe never even close to it being that. I get it. The Bucks didn't give any information. What did you want them to say? It's not that bad. Well, what if they end up finding out it is bad? You know, the Bucks were patient. Why couldn't the rest of us be patient? And I even remember I was at work. I was talking to somebody in the hallway. I had just pissed, came out of the bathroom. Somebody said it, and then I was walking back to my desk. And I'm like, well, we don't really know all the details. The video I saw Donovan Smith walking off the field. And then I see this story on Justin Evans. I'm like, okay, maybe it's not as bad as everyone's making it out to be. And sure enough, optimistic they'll play in week one. And honestly, if they don't play in week one and week two and they come back week three, according to most of the people that were out there screaming at the top of their lungs, they were both gone for the season. So even if they each just play one game this year, it's a plus. It looks like they're going to play more than just one game. So the Lions come in on Friday night. Dress rehearsal. We'll get an extended view of the starters. Here's what I want to see. I never write anything down. I never really prepare anything either. Okay? I hope all of you know this. Like, I shoot from the hip. This is straight from my heart. Like, I'm not thinking. There's no master plan here to try and get you to send in a Bucks take or create controversy. I don't care. I'm sharing my opinion in an uncensored forum. And I give you the same forum. Take advantage of it. Record your voice on your phone. There's a voice memo button on your phone. Record it and email it. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. But here are three things I want to see. I want to see a defense that's pissed off at the world. Can I get it? Are we going to show it? Are we even that kind of defense? This might be my biggest concern heading into this season. Not about what the Bucks are going to do at quarterback or what they're going to do at the run game or who's going to play corner or who's going to play safety or are they going to make their kicks. I don't want to say does their defense have the balls, but it's kind of like that. Do you have the balls to stand up to the other team and shove it back in their face? Now, I know there's some new players on defense, but for the players that were here last year, the defensive players, opposing offenses came in and pissed right in your face last year. And you know what you did? You opened your mouth. You didn't punch them in the balls. You didn't push them away. You didn't piss back at them. No, you opened your mouth. You can't be soft like that. And they were soft last year. Are they going to show that in the third preseason game? You better show it sooner or later. You're not going to just flip a switch week one and think you're going to be this mean, nasty defense. So who's going to step up and be the player? Who's going to be that nasty player? Who's bringing nasty back? On offense. I need to see an efficient, consistent rushing attack. I need to see it from Peyton Barber, and I need to see it from Ronald Jones. Now, am I going to just toss Rojo aside? No, I'm not going to toss him aside as a rookie in two preseason games. But I want to see more of a consistent rushing attack. We can all agree, right? It does not have to be dominant. What we've seen in this preseason is Ryan Fitzpatrick and Jameis Winston are using those weapons. Remember all those weapons we talked about last year? How do you stop? How do you stop Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate? Now you throw in Godwin, maybe even Watson, Adam Humphries. How do you stop it? How do you stop the Bucs if they go four wide? Who is covering all these guys? Jameis Winston and Ryan Fitzpatrick are using their weapons. But you can't just do that. There's got to be some sort of efficient run game. It could be 4 yards a carry. It could be 3 yards a carry. You might not bust out long run after long run, but it's got to be efficient. What have we talked about on this podcast? Second and seven, second and six. Fuck, they haven't had that in 2 years. And I'm not talking about a dominant run game. I'm talking about just a decent gain on first down. Decent. Not great. Not good. Decent. 3 yards. Second and seven. Great. Do it again. It's third and four. Manageable. That sure the hell beats third and 13. Third and nine. Second and 10. So efficient run game. Nasty defense. Those are the two main things I want to see. Individual players, eh. Team effort. I think we're getting a pretty good idea as to the players that are going to make the squad. I think we're getting a pretty good idea as to who's going to be starting. I guess the last thing you want to see is just continued consistency at kicker. Would love to see Catanzaro make a couple more field goals. Now, I didn't mention this on Monday, but maybe the most impressive thing, one of the most impressive things from Saturday night was making a field goal, having a penalty called, and then how many times have we seen it with this team? Fucking shit. Here we go. You're going to miss the field goal. No, he drilled it, even after the penalty. I love that. More consistency there. But I need nasty. I mean, the way I'm explaining it, I need nasty on both sides. I saw it a bit in the first game. I didn't see it as much last game. Quite frankly, I mean, Jameis Winston was outstanding, but I don't know if the score reflected how they actually played in the game. Like I said, I was at the Journey Def Leppard concert, so I'm following the score going, damn, they fucking dominated. And then I watched the game. I'm like, okay, this is good, but let's not call it, you know, I'm not going to be head over heels over what occurred in the game. And again, it comes down to, are you going to be physical? Because if you go into these first three games, you talk about a tough stretch to open the season, that's fine. But if you go into these first three games and you're not more physical than the Saints, Eagles, and Steelers, you are 0-3, period. I don't care. 0-3. I don't care who your starting quarterback is. I don't care who your receivers are. I don't care who's in the secondary. You are 0-3. Got to be more physical. Got to be nastier than the other team. Plain and simple. Got a lot of Bucks takes. People fired up. Getting back inside Ray J. You can send in your Bucks take and join us anytime. This podcast is two times a week, Mondays and Wednesdays. It's Bucks Uncensored. You send your Bucks take that you record on your phone with your voice, much like a voicemail. Like you leave me a voicemail. Hey, Justin, blah, blah, and go right into it. I ask you to keep it 90 seconds. Some people go a little over. That's okay. I know the passion's there. Try and keep it to 90 seconds. We'll squeeze in as many as we can. So we'll have Bucks takes coming up next. Looking forward to seeing everyone out there at the South End Zone Plaza between 7 and 7:15. We'll have a good time. And again, if you want to tailgate, I'll be on Tampa Bay, just east of Glen. I'll be loud. We'll have music. It'll be a good time. All right, Bucks takes coming up next. Looking forward to... I got some other things in the works. I don't want to share anything right now, but we'll get you what the fans have to say about this upcoming game and about the team in general. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
You've heard me for years say, don't forget to try that devil crab.
Well, a lot of you live outside of the Tampa Bay area. Bricado's Sandwich Shop, they've got the best devil crab and best Cuban sandwich in town. But if you don't live in Tampa, how are you going to get it? Well, I've got news for you. Bricado's ships their devil crab, their Cuban sandwiches, and all of their other food nationwide. Get more information on how you can get that devil crab delivered right to your door at BricadoSandwich.com.
Bucks Uncensored.
Drinking all those drinks coming up on Friday night.
Love it.
I have to leave work a little early so I can Uber down. Oh shit, what about tailgating? Well, you know what? I drink during tailgating, but then once the game starts, I actually stop drinking. So we'll see. All right. Bucks Takes coming up here in a few moments. Have you signed up? Are you joining us for the Bourbon Street Takeover in New Orleans? First game of the season, September 8th and 9th. Actually, you can go whenever you want and stay however long you want. FanRetreat.com has all the details for you. Just go to FanRetreat.com, click on Popular Retreats, click on Bourbon Street Takeover. You can see all the details. Now, this isn't your typical, you know, website, I guess, that puts the packages together for you. You pick your package. You pick your flight. You pick your hotel. You pick your ticket to the game. And all the prices are negotiated, discounted group prices that Fan Retreat and Sean Lemon, who's my buddy, runs FanRetreat.com, went out and got for us. So when I tell you that, you know, the beautiful Holly and I are going to be flying up, we might be flying up Friday now, so ours might be a little more expensive because we're going to have an extra hotel night. But we were, and you can very well do this, a lot of Bucks fans flying up first thing Saturday morning, staying in the New Orleans Marriott, which is on Canal Street, and then going to the game. You can pick lower level. I picked Section 101. So flying up first thing in the morning Saturday, staying at the Marriott there on Canal Street, Section 101, lower level, and then flying back Sunday night after the game. Transportation's included to and from the airport. We've got a pep rally going on, I believe, at Manning's, which is half block away from the hotel, Saturday night from about 5 to 7, 5 to 8, before we hit Bourbon Street, and we hit it hard. Ooh, I forgot about Harrah's. Could do a little gambling as well. All that. And I think Holly and I came out to about $700. Not bad, right? $350 a piece for a weekend in New Orleans for a Bucks game with all that included. And again, you can definitely go cheaper. There are cheaper hotels. I don't know if there was a cheaper flight, but cheaper hotels, cheaper ticket. You could probably get it down to under at least three, probably between $250 and $300 if you really wanted to go cheap on this. So take advantage of it. I want to get as many people there as possible. I think it'd be awesome just to have a huge crowd in the hotel together. Imagine us all in the hotel together, meeting down in the lobby together, having a big pep rally. Ira Kaufman's doing a Q&A. We're walking around. We're doing shots. We're hitting Bourbon Street. We're going to Pat O'Brien's, getting some hurricanes. Oh, man. Everyone gets up together. We all got our Bucks gear. We'll have breakfast either in the hotel or go somewhere. Then go to the game. Like, oh my God, I'm getting pumped up. I am getting pumped up. So check it out, fanretreat.com. If you have the funds, if you can afford it, I'll tell you what, we're going to make some memories that weekend. We are going to make some memories. Hopefully somebody documents it because I don't know if we'll be remembering too much, if you know what I mean. People are pumped up about how the Bucks are playing. One of those guys, his name, Lee, and he is from the T.
Bucks fans, Dick Carriers, Justin, what's up? It's Lee from the T. Just got a quick Bucks Taste, guys. It's so freaking hard for me to contain the excitement, man. I know it's early, you know, two games into the preseason, but how can you not be excited about what you're seeing from these young guys and what you're seeing in the trenches on both sides of the ball? These guys are playing with different attitudes. You can see, you know, more intensity, more toughness. It's just, it's hard not to be excited about it. Team still does have a lot of improvement, though, you know. And how you improve, you just keep doing what they're doing. Take it one day at a time. Focus on what's in front of you. But, man, receivers and cornerbacks, too, just running up and down the field. You can see these guys' legs are underneath them. These young guys at the end of the roster, they're making plays, man. They are making it so hard for Jason Light and Dirk Koetter. I have no idea how they'll get down to a 53-man with these young guys playing the way they are right now. They're showing up early now. These early showing promise up in every position. Every position, man, these young guys are fighting, man. But it's great to see. And, hey, iron sharpens iron. So I love the depth, and I love the way, you know, they're being managed right now. But I'll keep it short, guys. Just be softly, carry a big stick.
Lee, from the tee, they almost had to test that depth, if you know what I mean, after the day they had on Tuesday. But hopefully, fingers crossed, Bucks optimistic, both Donovan Smith and Justin Evans will be ready for that first game of the season, like I just said. We want to make sure that they're part of the Bourbon Street takeover, just not on Bourbon Street. We just want them to take over the Mercedes Superdome. Wendy's up next. What up, Wendy?
Hey, Justin, it's Wendy, Crystal River. Just calling to let you know I am super stoked about the Bourbon Street takeover. Yes, I'm going. The ideas about the pregame for the Lions, I would say meeting out in front of the south end zone 45 minutes before is a great idea. I am really, really excited. This is a new season for me after I don't even know how many years in the new stadium. It's funny just to even call it the new stadium because I had my seats in the old one. So the first time I've changed seats in the history of me being at that Raymond James. So I'm going from 123 over to the Bucks sideline. So it should prove to be a new season's outlook for me. Hopefully it'll be one for the team. Look forward to seeing everybody. And speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Wendy, look forward to seeing you. And it's always a party when Wendy shows up. You know she's always there at our tailgate parties. Jeremy won't be there. Why? He's in Cali. Hey, Jeremy in Cali.
Commish, stick carriers, what is up? It's Jeremy and Callie. Been a while, haven't given my the Bucks take, just figured I'd call in. We're undefeated on the season as going into preseason. I know it's just preseason, just funny that we're undefeated, baby! So yeah, I've been enjoying watching the games, watching the team, very excited. JPP is being a leader, being a monster. That's what we need, baby. We're going to wreak havoc on all the teams this season. But the best thing I like and how I've been living my life, because I'm just heading back from a job interview, nailed it. I went in and just like the team, I've been speaking softly and carrying that big motherfucking stick!
Jeremy. If I know Jeremy, and I've only met him once in person, and it was very brief, and he flew in literally for hours just to be at the draft party before flying all the way back to California. Amazing story that I still can't believe you did, Jeremy. But I really, really, really hope you get that job, man. If that's a job you want, I hope you get it. So keep me posted. Keep all of us posted. We like cheering on each other, right? Thanks, Jeremy. Oh, boy. Two words. He's back.
Ladies and gentlemen, mothers and motherfuckers, it's your boy, Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer. Guess what? The killer got three bullets for you. What's up, Commish? And these three bullets are, this is things I just noticed between the first couple games. First thing I noticed is our corners. Seems like this year they're going to be a lot of free-running motherfuckers all over the field. I can deal with a guy, a receiver, catching the ball with the corners on him. What I can't stand is the shit we saw last year with motherfuckers just running free for the quarterback just to throw to an open man. I can't stand that shit, but I can deal with a corner be a receiver catching the ball with a corner right on him. Bullet number two, Justin Watson. Justin Watson makes my roster. I don't know what this other outlet was talking about, Justin Watson not making the team, going to the practice squad. One thing for sure, if he goes to the practice squad today, he won't be there tomorrow. Justin Watson fumbled the ball once. I don't give a fuck he fumbled the ball once. He could have his hands in his pants and fumble his balls in his drawers, but I don't give a fuck. The motherfucker catches everything. So what, he fumbled the ball? So goddamn what? Bullet number three, Mike Evans. I got a bone to pick with you, dude. You're one of my favorite players. But Mike, you want to work on yards after the catch? Dude, you got to work on landing on your feet. Every time you catch the ball, Mike Evans is hitting the dirt. Every time Mike catches the ball, the route takes him right out of bounds. It could be a fly pattern. Mike catches the ball, goes right to the ground. Bruh, you're not going to get yards after the catch falling to the ground. All you have to do is try to land down on your feet. Stand up, bruh. Stand the fuck up. If you catch the ball, land on your feet, and fall forward 3 yards, guess what? Out of 80 catches, that's 240 more yards. Now, instead of getting 1,000 yards, you got 1,240 yards. That puts you in the upper echelon with Antonio Brown and the rest of them cats. That's where you want to be. Land on your feet. Land on your feet. Man, you too big to be falling down with a 5-foot-something motherfucker on you, man. Catch the ball. Push that little boy off you. Give him the number to the child abuse hotline and walk to the fucking end zone. That's all the fuck you got to do. Anyway, those are my three bullets. And the killer is back in the house, baby. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Rodzilla the motherfucking killer is back on Bucks Uncensored. Good to have you back, Rodzilla. And I agree with you 1,000% on Justin Watson. He makes my roster. I don't even know how you can make an argument that he doesn't make the roster. I don't get it. He is clearly the number five guy, and the potential that he has shown in a very, very limited time. I mean, potential, right? Potential's no good unless you live up to it, but you want to see those kind of flashes. He just looks different. He looks like he, you can always tell the guys who just aren't going to make it and the guys that are, he's going to make it. And he's showing some raw natural ability. I don't know how much of an impact he has year one, but that's a guy I want on my roster. That's a guy I want long term. Could end up being a great pick by Jason Light. Scott in Pennsylvania is up with us. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Justin, Scott from up here in Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, I will not be at this Friday night's game, but it is on national TV, CBS. So I'll be looking for you stick carriers from up here in Pennsylvania. I will be in New Orleans. Can't wait. And we'll be there for the Eagles game to start the season in Tampa. You put out there, what would I like to see, or what would stick carriers like to see as pregame celebration? Well, my big thing, especially on home games and road games, is the march or the walk, whatever you want to call it. That is my favorite. And even if we just meet and just do a circle inside the stadium and then everybody part ways, I just love that. And it really revs up the fans, too. Now, I tried it at a few road games last year. It worked pretty well. It worked pretty well in Minnesota. Actually, Minnesota was the only place it worked pretty well. But I think if we on road games, and I can't wait to do it in New Orleans, do the same thing, do a little march into the stadium around, that would be the balls. So I like the walk, and of course, my favorite chant, we ready. We ready, we ready, Tampa Bay. All right, you stick carriers. See you in New Orleans. For all you guys going to the game on Friday night, have fun. I'll look for you on TV. And let's get back right into this. Shh, speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick. See all you stick carriers in New Orleans.
Scott, looking forward to seeing you there. And, you know, all those stick carriers coming in from all over the country, along with all of us coming from Tampa Bay, Tampa, St. Pete, all over, flying to New Orleans, a takeover. This isn't a stick carriers takeover. It's a Bourbon Street takeover of Bucks fans. It's a movement. It's the stick carrier movement moving into New Orleans. Let's do this. Last one, my buddy. Section 119. It's Doug. What up, Doug?
What's up, Commish? What's up, stick carriers? This is Doug in Winter Haven, Section 119 in Raymond James Stadium, where I hope we can have that place rocking this year. Just got done listening to Monday's podcast. I wanted to call in with a Bucks take about the tailgating. You got a spot on Tampa Bay we've been talking about for months, that spot on MLK and Himes. We're in a group chat, you know, with Stacy and Steve and Lou, Miss Teresa, the Outlaws, Harold, you know, and the other 119 guys. Of course, Javi, my brother from another country. But we don't care where we tailgate at. But at the end of the podcast, you mentioned about what, give you some ideas. I want to do the walk again. I thought that was pretty fun. We can do it on our own. We shouldn't care if there's only 10 people or if there's 100 people. We should just do it. I don't care if we start at Tampa Bay, if we do your location or our location. Our location was pretty dope. We tailgated there for the whole year before we, you know, we did the What the Buck thing last year. The 119 guys went on MLK and Himes, and it was a pretty sweet spot. But we're, I think we're going to try out your spot Friday night, Justin. But I say let's just do the walk again. And it shouldn't matter if there's 10 or 100 people there. I thought the walk was fun. It got other fans excited. I don't think our memo should change. We should try to bring a true home field advantage with or without the other groups. I just like that idea, having Ray J rock on game day. I think that's great. So we're going to try your spot on Tampa Bay Friday night, Justin, and give it a vote from there. But I'd like to see us do the walk, whether we meet at the South End Plaza like we did last year for the preseason, or we just walk from Tampa Bay all the way up to the stadium chant. I don't care. I just like to do it again. So that's my Bucks take. I need all the fans that are going to the game to speak softly throughout the week and carry that big motherfucking stick to Friday night game.
Yeah, Doug, Daniel, Allen, Crab, the 119 boys are going to be there, and it's going to be fun. Listen, I'm all for the walk. You want to do the walk, we can. But what I think will be special, Doug, is just having everyone meet in that South End Zone Plaza. You know, you can do the walk from wherever you're coming from. But again, we're better together in numbers. We're stronger together in numbers. So we meet there, 7:15, just go into the stadium together. That's where this all originated from. This was that 2016 season. I had the podcast going. I mentioned on the podcast, it wasn't called The Walk. There weren't any stick carriers at the time. It was just like, I'm fired up, man. I want to go into the stadium. I want to literally go through the gates with other Bucks fans that are fired up like me. And the 119 boys showed up. Christian from Headlines Barbershop showed up. And a bunch of others showed up. There probably was like 25 of us. It was just kind of, you know, just in its infancy. And sure enough, man, it was awesome. So, Doug, that's what I'm thinking, is just kind of like we did that first one. Where, hey, if you want to do your own thing, do your own thing. But if we're going to go in together, let's go in together. It doesn't have to be a mile and a half walk. It's a long walk. I'm out of breath. I'm running out of things to chant. You know, there's a lot going on. Maybe that's something we just start in that South End Zone Plaza. Think it could be fun. And I will see all of you there Friday night. Thanks to our sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings. We love Buffalo Wild Wings. We love how committed they are to the movement and to the podcast. And we'll have some away game watch parties at Buffalo Wild Wings this upcoming season. Master of Subaru, two locations, one in Tampa, one in Orlando. They're giving stick carrier discounts on new and pre-owned vehicles. And, of course, Bricado Sandwich Shop, Devil Crab, Cuban Sandwich, and right near Ybor City. Drinkbefore.com, what you drink before you drink to avoid that hangover. And Christian at Headlines Barbershop with a ton of locations all throughout the Tampa Bay area. Download that Headlines Barbershop app to get more details on where they are located. Hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Hope you enjoyed this stellar podcast. This podcast is two times a week. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, or Podbean, and also at joebucksfan.com. Thanks to each and every one of you. We will end in the words of the Godfather himself. He said these words. It sparked a movement, but God, they sound so much better in this woman's voice.
Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Oh.
Hi.
That was very sensual.
I have some candy in my throat, so I didn't. It wasn't that good. Sorry.
Want me to get it out?
Okay.
With my tongue.
Okay. Bye.
Nailed it.
Go Bucks.